I'll bet you were the one who did that, you'd say, no, it...
It wasn't I.
Okay. If a lady goes into a fabric shop and she wants to make sure that a piece of cloth matches something in her house, what would they give her in order to take home and see if it matches?
A sample.
Okay. And if you see a lady with a dress on and you want to compliment her, you'd say, that certainly is a blank dress.
A beautiful dress.
Or a little bit.
An attractive dress. Well, no, that wouldn't.
I'm looking for a word that starts with a P.
Pretty.
Okay.
Is that what you usually say? Mm-hmm. I don't use that word much.
You just avoid it. What would you say if you were comparing two dresses? And you'd say, I believe Mary's dress is blank than Susie's, meaning Mary's is better. Mary's dress is...
Quality-wise or
attractive. It's using the same word we were using before.
Mm-hmm. It's prettier.
What do you call the thing that a lady wears over her clothing when she's working in the kitchen?
An apron.
And when you sign a check, what do you sign it with?
Pen.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you would fasten a baby's diapers with?
Safety pin.
Okay. And you might, especially out on the farm, maybe out of doors, you might have a cup outside they might drink water out of. What would that be? Would be a blank cup.
Tin cup.
Okay. And how much is a dime worth?
10 cents.
Okay. In the wintertime, what do you wear when you go out of doors? A cover?
Coat.
Okay. If a man had on a very nice looking jacket with very pretty buttons, you'd say, that jacket has fancy buttons.
Doesn't it?
Yes, and I'm not doing it very well. You might say the coat has buttons
down the front or
just generally on. Has buttons on.
On the front, or is
that? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's running it right.
I'm not with you there somehow.
You're doing fine. What do you call that piece of clothing that a man would wear between his shirt and his outer
vest?
Jacket? And what do you call the part of a suit that's besides the vest and the jacket? What's the other piece?
Pants.
Okay. Now, what terms would you use for pants, ranging all the way from work clothes to fancy
trousers, mm-hmm. Slacks. Mm-hmm. When my daddy was young man, when I was a kid, I say young man, he wore what they referred to as ducking breeches.
Ducking breeches.
Uh-huh. They were made out of a canvas type thing, made to last. You didn't buy them but ever so often.
Those were work clothes?
Work clothes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ducking breeches.
Now, in this case...
And blue jeans nowadays, they wear what? Blue jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here again, I'm looking for various forms of the verb on this one. If you're talking about the newspaper, or not the newspaper, before, but the... boy from the store bringing things to the house, you'd say, every day at precisely 9 o'clock, he blank me some butter and milk.
Delivered?
Okay, but another way of saying deliver is...
He brought.
Okay, every day he...
Bring.